Hello everybody, I'm just rendering the latest random video of randomness, which is probably one of the longest I've ever made at 36 minutes. 37 minutes. I decided I'm going to turn on my PlayStation 3 because I want to see the Fire Pro Wrestling game that, I saw on the Game Enthuse YouTube page. But I just wanted to talk about every time I fucking, and this is one of the major reasons. This is probably my second, no, actually, you know what? This is my number one reason why I am not joining the next generation of gaming. Every time I turn my fucking PlayStation 3 on, either the PSN store needs an update, or the actual PlayStation needs an update, or some other piece of shit within the fucking console needs a fucking update. I'm so ready to fucking tear my PlayStation 3 out of my fucking entertainment unit and throw it on the fucking ground, because I've seriously fucking had it with the fucking updates. What kind of updates would it need at this point? The console is near the end of its fucking life. Why would it need another fucking update? Oh, yeah, some minor bug fixes. What bug fixes? I don't notice any other fucking bugs. I haven't noticed any problems with the damn thing since I got it. So I don't know why the fuck this thing needs to update every fucking week. And what I don't, and you, I know you, what are you gonna say? It's really a small update, who cares? No, I do care, because it annoys me. It interrupts my experience. I remember, what is it, last month when I had to update the PlayStation. First thing I gotta do is after I update the fucking PlayStation's actual software, now I gotta update PSN and the fucking games. Why? Why is there so many fucking updates for these goddamn consoles? Especially the PlayStation 3. Why? Why? And it's not gonna get any better with the PlayStation 4. The PlayStation 4 is probably gonna need a fucking update every 10 seconds as it runs. But
it's gonna go in the background.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, in the background. Of course it's gonna be in the background. You know why it's gonna be in the background? So that people don't bitch about it while the fucking thing updates every 10 seconds. I can't wait to see that unfold. And when it unfolds, I'm going to make another audio boot where I laugh at everybody who bought a PlayStation 4 and is bitching about the fucking constant updates a goddamn thing needs. I don't understand it. I really don't fucking understand it. I mean, look, even my computer doesn't need to. Windows asks me to do an update maybe once every 4 to 5 months, maybe 6 months even. I haven't noticed the last time it asked me to update it was last month. Drivers and all that shit, I don't have to update them if I don't need to, unless I'm starting to notice some graphical problems. Those are all optional. The fucking problem, though, is with gaming consoles is you have to update it, otherwise you cannot access the content, or it's going to take your console offline and sign your profile out. It's like, what the fuck, man? Who gives a shit? Look at the consoles I have in front of me here. My Super Nintendos don't need any fucking updates. My Super Famicom never need any fucking updates. My fucking Sega CD never needed a fucking update. My NES never needed a fucking update. My media player never needs a fucking update. My fucking N64 doesn't need an update. And certainly my fucking Neo Geo doesn't need a fucking update every 10 seconds. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the fucking updates. And I have absolutely no idea why people consider buying their hardware anymore. Aren't you people outraged about this? Aren't you getting pissed off with every time you turn your fucking game console on, you have to fucking update something because the people who made the goddamn game fucked it up or didn't do something right or noticed there was something wrong? What the fuck? Seriously, you know what PlayStation needs to give me an update for on my PlayStation 3? This. The fucking loud-ass fan on my PlayStation 3. That's what it needed an update for. Oh, wait, that's what hardware revisions are for. You see what I mean? This is why I'm not buying a next-generation fucking console. I'm sick of all this bullshit being sold beta hardware, being sold fucking version 0.9B software and 0.9B fucking hardware. Get it right the first time. Seriously, get it right the first time. My Super Nintendo never needed a hardware revision. Although one came out. It was the SNES, I think it was called the SNES Junior. It was called the Super Nintendo. Either way, whatever. Yeah, that was the second hardware revision they brought out. Not that it did anything different or was better than the previous Super Nintendo. It was just smaller and cheaper. That's about it. Did it add any new features? No. Did it need any new features? No. You know why? Because the fucking shit ran right the first time. The moment I bought it to the moment that I have it now. And you know what? 20 fucking years later, it's still fucking working. Why aren't game consoles built like that anymore? Why aren't they built right the first time? Like, you know that PlayStation 3 Super Slim that's come out? That's exactly how the fucking first PlayStation 3 should have been made. But it wasn't. Because they realized through customer feedback and user feedback, oh, seems we fucked up on the hardware. Let's make another revision so we can make that person fucking buy another one. Another $200 that I gotta spend on a fucking console, or $300 I gotta spend on a fucking console. And this is something that I'm just so sick and tired of. Why do I need to do that? Why can't you do it right the first time? Seriously, how much you spend millions of dollars in fucking R&D and you can't get the fucking console right the first time? I would fire my R&D department if I needed another hardware revision because they fucked it up the first time. Seriously, if you can't get it right, then don't fucking make one. Wait until the fucking tech is small enough or cheap enough and then fucking release it. People don't need a PlayStation 4 and Xbox 420. It's not necessary. 4K TVs are not going to be in everybody's household for another 4 years or so. And even then, the human eye can only take in so much. It's not futuristic. Even if the displays are like, oh my God, it's the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. You know what? 80% of people probably won't be able to see it. Because I'm sure most people don't have 20/20 vision because of either high blood pressure or because of other shit. Seriously. There is no need for a next generation of gaming. There isn't. Handhelds, totally different story. That's a little bit different because the handhelds can still continue to advance throughout the years. But as far as home consoles that are connected to your fucking television, there doesn't need to be another fucking hardware, like another revision of it or another fucking version of it. The only thing I would have liked to have seen Microsoft do is maybe make a fucking Xbox revision with a fucking Blu-ray drive in it. That's all it needed. Kind of like the Xbox next generation 0.5. Kind of like what the Wii U is. That's what Microsoft should have done. Okay, we're going to release an Xbox 365 or some shit like that. Just put a Blu-ray drive in it. Like when they brought out the Xbox 360 Slim, I bought it because my regular Xbox's DVD drive was crapping out. Which sucks. Because why wasn't the DVD drive built of quality so that it lasts forever? I mean, look, the CD drive on my fucking Sega CD still works. The CD drive on my fucking Dreamcast still works. The CD drive in my PlayStation 1 still works. The one on my PlayStation 2 still works. And those are consoles that are anywhere between 10 and 15 years old. Why do their drives still work perfectly and aren't making fucked up noises, but the ones that you have in the fucking consoles that are based on superior technology don't fucking last as long? And that's another point that I'm making about next generation gaming. The hardware is not made to last anymore. The hardware is built to the point where they can fucking squeeze even double the money out of you. I'm very sure some assholes, I don't know, from all the fucking game companies, probably just had a fucking meeting somewhere like the fucking Bilderbergs and friggin' said, how can we double our money in this industry for half the effort? How do we do that? Okay. Let's not give them everything right off the bat. And we'll use an excuse like, oh, the technology is still too expensive and we made a hardware revision that's much better. And then we'll squeeze double the money out of at least half the users and maximize our profits. Now, mind you, those other consoles also require R&D also. So I have no idea where they're making more money on it or why it's necessary. Why don't you just get it right the first fucking time? Again, there's no need for a PlayStation 4. There is no need for an Xbox 720. There is no fucking need. The only console that needed a new version was the Wii, was Nintendo. And them making the Wii U, personally, I think, I wish they would have also waited and made what is going to be the successor of the Wii U, like, now. Because right now, the Wii U ain't selling. Because there's no games on it that people want to play. The virtual console games that are coming out on it is the same shit that was on the Wii. It's like, there's nothing different here. Why don't you translate Mother 3, like what everybody... Why don't you translate all those fucking JRPGs that people wanted? Why don't you say to Square Enix, hey, listen, we want to release the original six Final Fantasy games from Japan, the ones that are, you know, the ones that are actually in chronological order, and we want to translate all of those into English, the same 16-bit style, and just bring them over. But how are we going to translate them? Oh, look, these people put out fan translations. Why don't we just take theirs? It's open source. We don't need to pay them because it's already widely freely available on the internet. Fuck. The guy who made the fan translation of Mother 3 actually said, hey, guys, take my translation. Just give me credit. I'm not asking for any money. Just put my name in the credits. That's it. What does Nintendo say? Absolutely not. Why should we give people what they want? Why should we give them something that they never had before 20 years ago? Why should we give it to them? Here, take our recycled bullshit games that we've already played in the last generation. I know I'm just venting here because I'm pissed off about the fucking PlayStation update. But seriously, I'm really imploring everyone to reconsider buying a next generation console. They're just going to bring out another fucking hardware revision of it. Just fucking wait a few years. It's not like we don't have enough games to play on the fucking PlayStation 3 or the fucking Xbox 360. Unless you have to play Call of Duty Blops 3 or Call of Duty Fuck Me in the Ass or Call of Duty Bathhouse Brawl. Seriously, who gives a flying shit about that? Just play your fucking old ones. Go frag yourself in each other's games and keep ranking up. That's all they need to do. Just raise the ceiling. Oh, the cap is at level 100. Oh, well, we'll raise it to 1,000. Let people play to level 1,000 because people are competitive. They don't care if it's an old game, but as long as they can keep getting higher than they did before, then they'll keep fucking playing it. They're not going to get bored of it. Fuck, there's people still playing Halo 3 online and fucking Grand Theft Auto 4 online, of all things. I never have a problem finding those, like, you know, finding online games to join on those because, well, because people still play that game. And people are more than happy to return to it. But seriously, getting back to my original point here, this whole updating business is something that you really gotta reconsider. I know all the game companies are saying, oh, you know, the updates on our next generation console are all gonna be in the background. You're not gonna notice. It's not gonna interfere with your gameplay. That's bullshit. I don't believe that. There will be some sort of interference, trust me. If not in the beginning, it will later. But it's just gonna keep asking, oh, can you do an update? Can you do an update? Can you do an update? Why does it need so many updates to begin with? Why do the updates need to be in the background? Why? Because you need to make that many updates? Come on. Seriously. It's not... I just don't understand it. I just really, really don't understand it. And it pisses me off that people are stupid enough to invest money in a next generation console when the fucking thing is sold to you as a beta hardware. Look at the Wii U when it launched. You had to fucking download a 500 megabyte download to add features to the console. I don't understand why people still paid for it.
It's just a 500 meg download. Who cares?
You should care. Because you got an incomplete product. You got a product that had features in it that weren't ready when the fucking thing was being manufactured. So that the company who made the console, in this case Nintendo, could go ahead and cash out early instead of waiting a month, instead of waiting 2 months. No, let's maximize profits. Users are just going to have to fucking install this feature themselves online. And another thing that I really, 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 really fucking hate is that all the companies expect that everybody has a fucking high-speed internet connection. Well, you ever think about people who can't afford that, or who are on accounts that, or who are on limited bandwidth service providers because they can't afford, like, the ultra $100 a month package where you have unlimited fucking downloads, or unlimited bandwidth, rather. What about the people who can't afford that? What about the people who can only afford the 30 gig a month cap? Not even 30 gig a month cap. 10 gig a month cap. Huh? If I bought two fucking games on PlayStation Network with that, my fucking bandwidth's maxed out for the month. But that's all I can afford. What are you gonna... And essentially what Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft tell those people is, get bent. Get bent, you poor loser, and get yourself, you know, higher bandwidth. Sorry about that. And I don't understand why people are standing for it. I don't understand why people are saying this is okay. It is that daftness that really just really fucking tears my balls off my sack. I don't understand why people are willing to invest in this. Why are you investing in it? You're being sold beta hardware. You're being sold beta software. The software is not finished. If it needs a fucking day one update, that means the product that you bought, that you spent your hard-earned money on, was not completed and was instead rushed out of the fucking door to maximize profits and to make the shareholders of that company happy. Why are you okay with that? I just really want to know, why are people okay with this? You should be outraged. You should be saying, if this was 20 years ago and people and a new fucking version of the Super Nintendo had come out 2 years after launching or a year after launching, people would have been up in arms about it. Because the fucking shit was expensive back in the day. And when you calculate the inflation on it, we paid $500 for consoles back in the day. But now when people spend $500 on a console, it seems it's A-okay for you to fucking download a fucking 500 megabyte update and be okay with that. Because the features that the unit was shipped with were not completed at the time of manufacturing. Instead of delaying the manufacturing, people just go, it's okay, I don't care. Why don't you care? Please tell me why you don't care. I really, really want to know why you don't care about these kind of things. Think about the concept. Imagine you buy a car. You see the car in the wind at the dealership. You test drive it. You're like, oh, this is fucking awesome. But then when your car arrives at the dealership, you're missing two wheels and a back axle. Hey, how am I going to drive this thing home? Oh, we're going to tow it to your house. Okay. Well, what about the axle and the tires? Oh, you're going to get those later. You're going to install those yourself. Toodaloo. And they leave. Is that okay? Would it be okay if Ford and Chrysler did that for you? What if you bought a car that didn't have a dashboard in it? Or a radio? Or a fucking CD player? Or half the seats? Or the fucking windows are missing? Would that be okay? Would it be okay for you to spend $10,000 to $15,000 on a brand new vehicle that's missing parts? Would you be okay with that? And that is something I really want you to ask yourselves if you actually listen to this whole fucking thing. Would you buy a car that doesn't have a windshield and drive it around until you get home and then they give you the windshield and then they tell you, oh, here, you got to install it yourself. Toodles. Are you okay with that? Because that's how you should be looking at your video game consoles as well. It's your hard-earned money that you invest into it, and what you're buying is something that wasn't finished. Would you buy a CD that was missing half the songs? Oh, we're still producing those ones. Oh, we'll give you those later. But please pay us up front first in full. That's bullshit. And I don't understand why everybody else doesn't see that bullshit. I really don't. Please think about that. I implore you to please think about that. Would you buy a car? Or would you buy a house where the roof is missing? And they'll say, oh yeah, move in now, but pay us up front in total, and we'll put it on after. Are you okay with that? Think about that, please.